Today's Shir is Masech Tazvach and Daf Kuf Yud Aleph, and we will begin Be'ezer Hashem Yizbaruch and Daf Kuf Yud Amid Beis, four lines from the bottom, Tanur HaBonim. The Braisa teaches us, HaMenasech Shloi Shemayim B'chag B'chutz. If somebody pours three lugim of water outside the Azara on Sukkos, Chayiv, he's Chayiv for doing Halah B'chutz, doing an Avodah outside the Beis HaMikdash. That is the opinion of the Tanakhama. However, says the Gemara, Belaza Oimer, in Molon L'Shem Chag, if you did it L'Shem Chag Sukkos, then you'll be Chayiv. So immediately asked the Gemara, Mai Benayu, what is the Nafkamina between these two opinions? Says the Gemara, Amar Nach B'Yitzchak, B'Yeshir Mai B'Mayim K'mufkli. The Machoikis is, if you could, how much water must be used or can be used for Nisach HaMayim. Tanakam's opinion is that there's no shear to this. And therefore, if somebody were to fill up a large vessel with more than three lugim, the Mayim is going to be considered water that was Niskadish. And somebody who's going to do Nisach HaMayim with them outside the Azara would be Chayiv. And when he said, HaMenasech b'chutz shloisha lugim mayim chayiv, he meant not specifically shloisha lugim mayim. He said he meant even more than three lugim mayim. Just why did he express himself that way? Because Rav Elazar's opinion is that you have to have three lugim, that and somebody who fills up a vessel, according to Rav Elazar, with more than three lugim mayim, that mayim will not be kaddish, because the halacha is ein kli sharis mekaddish. The kli sharis does not have the ability to be mekaddish, unless a roi lehem, what belongs in there. And therefore, if you put more than you were supposed to into the kli sharis, you won't be chayif in nisach hamayim. And that's what he meant to say. In Molom Meshem Chag Chayiv, Rabbi Elazar means to say specifically, if you filled up Shloish Lugim, that's the way it's done on Sukkos in the Beis HaMikdash. If you brought that Chutz to Beis HaMikdash, you will be Chayiv. But the Tanakhama holds that there is no limit, and even if you Makadish more than three Lugim, you will be Chayiv. Rapapa disagrees, and he has a different interpretation of the machlokes between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Elazar. He holds that both the Tanakhama and Rabbi Elazar are of the opinion that there is a shear to how much we use for Nisach HaMayim. And if somebody put into the kli sharis more than that amount, the halacha will be that it will not be Kaddish. The question is a different question. The question is, will be curving the Sochem and Midbar Pligi. The Machlaikas is, if the oil moyed in the Midbar, that they also bring Nisach HaMayim. And that's the Machlaikas. The man Darmada holds, it says in the beginning of the Parshas Nisachim, so if we learn that pasuk simple, it seems that the halacha of Nesachim only apply when Klal Yisrael enter Yisrael. And that is a machlokes tanoim, how to understand that pasuk. According to the Tanakhama, even during the 40 years that Klal Yisrael were in the Midbar, they did bring Nesachim. And therefore, when the Torah says, as we just quoted, Kisavoyal Eretz Mashvesechem, that it's coming to teach us that once Klal Yisrael, as we're going to be learning in Mitzvah Shem and our Masechta quite extensively, once Klal Yisrael came to Eretz Yisrael, and until there was a formal Mishkan, they were allowed to bring Kabanos on Bamos. That means the 14 years when Eretz Yisrael was conquered and divided, they were bringing Kabanos on Bamos. The Torah is teaching us that during those years, we could bring, when we bring Kabbalahs on the Bamas, we also bring Nesachim, even though there were no Klisharis used on a Bama. So we see from here that if somebody brings Nesachim without a Klisharis, he's still going to be Chayiv. Rabbi Lez's opinion was that in the Oil Moed, in the Midbar, they did not bring the Sachem. And when the Pasuk says, Ki Sovoy al Eretz Meshvei Seichem, the Torah is coming to teach us that only once they built a Mishkan in Shiloh, and they had, or they had a base of Migdash, did they have the obligation to bring the Sachem. On a Bamas Yochid, they did not bring the Sachem. Why? Because there's no Kli Sharis. And since there's no Kli Sharis on a Bamas Yochid, there's no Nesachim on a Bamas Yochid. And therefore, when one brings Nesachim outside of the Beis HaMikdash, without a Kli Sharis, he won't be Chayiv for Halos Chutz. And that's what Rabbi Elazar meant to say, in Molon L'Shem Chag Chayiv, what Rabbi Elazar means to teach us is that the Chiv for Halos Nesachim B'Chutz only is if you have Kli Sharis, and there was no Kli Sharis. Because as we're going to be learning in our Shurim, before the Beis HaMikdash was built, then as long as they did not have a Mishkan, Bamas were permissible. And everybody could build a Bama in the backyard. The Bama that was in the Mishkan was called the Bama Tzibur, Bama Gedoyla. Other Bamas that are built privately are called Bamas Yochid or Bama Ketana. And the Gemara, as we're going to be learning in the next perek, identifies what is the difference in halacha between a bamas yochid and a bamas tzibur. And a primary nafkamina is that during the 14 years that we just mentioned, that Klai Yisrael were conquering and dividing at Yisrael, bamas yochid, bamas ketana was mutter, and there was no bamas gedoyla. And the question here is, what was the status of Nesachim? And the Gemara says that the status of Nesachim is really connected to the question, can you bring Nesachim without Kli Sharis? If you hold, you could bring Nesachim without Kli Sharis, so Nesachim could be brought in the Bama Ketana. If not, you cannot. So the Karen Ira asks a very obvious question. While the time when we didn't have a Mishkan, and therefore there was no Kli Sharis, so maybe then you don't need a Kli Sharis. In other words, the Karen Iris says, maybe the halacha that you need to have a Kli Sharis is only applicable in a time when there is Kli Sharis available. When they were during those 14 years that we keep on speaking about, There was no Kli Sharis. So if there was no Kli Sharis, you don't need to have a Kli Sharis. Says the Brisker Rav that the halacha is that when we say the halacha is that Kli Sharis is required, it doesn't make a difference if Kli Sharis is applicable or not applicable. Another point that I saw that the Migdash David makes is what about Nischa in the Dover? Just like we know that when you bring Kabbanis, the Torah requires that you bring along the Sachem. What will be the halacha Nischa in the Dover? He says that one could suggest that if there's no Nischa Chayv, there's no Nischa in the Dover, but it's not necessarily the case. The Rashi in Masech the Kedushin asks the question, we're learning that according to one opinion, the opinion of Rabbi Elazar, when the Torah Kedoshah says, Ki Sovoy al Eretz Meshvei Seichem, it means there was no Nischei Nesachim until they built the Mishkan Shiloh. But asks Rashi Masech the Kedushin, the Pasuk that discusses what happened during the Miluim, says, V'zeh Shetas al Mizbeach, K'vasa B'nei Shana Shnayim L'yoyim Tamid. So the Pasuk clearly says that there were Nesachim in the Midbar. So Rashi explains that the entire discussion that we're having in our Gemara about Nesachim is only about Nischem, the Sachim of a Karban Yochid. There was no question, he says, that there were Nesachim on the for Karban carbon tzibur. Moreover, says the Migdash David, and this will work according to what Rashi says. He says that the halacha is, the Gemara often says, Ein oimrim shira el alayayin. We could only say shira on wine. So ask the Migdash David, if there were no nesachim, how was it possible to say shira all the time, all the years they were in the Midbar? And he takes it for granted that certainly shira was said all those years. Says the Migdash David, according to what Rashi just said, it's most understandable. There were no nesachim on a carbon yachid, but there were nesachim on a carbon tzibur, and that's what the shira that was said in the Mishkan was set on. Ravina has a third interpretation in the machloikas between the Tanakama and Rabbi Elazar regarding the Sochem of the Midbar. He says that there is Nesochem on Abamas Yachid, and why? Because Nesochem, according to him, do not have to have Klisharis. He says, however, that's when is that said? In a case of nisach yayin, but what we're focused on, he says, is a nisach mayim. Nisach mayim was not brought when somebody brings his own carbon. Nisach mayim is brought on sukkahs as a kriv of the tzibur, and that's obviously brought on a bama gedola that has klisharis. The machloikas tanoim that we began our shiur with today is, do we learn the halachas of nisach hamayim from nisach hayayin regarding the chiyuv when you bring the amalad and b'chutz? Tanakama holds that we learn the halacha of nisach mayim from nisach hayayin. That just like nisach hayayin was done on the bama ketana, because there's no requirement for klisharis for nisach hayayin, and therefore so too will be the halacha by nisach hamayim. Rabbi Loz's opinion, however, is that we don't learn the halachas of nisach mayim from nisach yayin, and therefore only nisach yayin doesn't require klisharis, but nisach hamayim does require klisharis, and therefore it's not passable on a bama ketana. Tana Abanan says the Braisa, hamnasach shloisha luga yayin b'chutz. If somebody pours three lugan of wine outside the Azara, chayiv. That's the opinion of Tanakama. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, Oimer, for who should kitchen b'kli. This halacha is only if the wine was a klisharis. Ask the Gemara, my benai, what is the basis of this machloikas of the Tanakama, Rabbi Elazar? Says the Gemara, Omer of Adab Barav Yitzchak, everybody will agree that you have to have a klisharis. But what is the machloikas about? Many times when you fill up a cup, you could have an overfill, something that goes on top of the rim of the keli. The question is, if what's on top of the rim of the keli also has the kedusha as if it was in the keli, or is it only what was in the actual keli? The Kanakam's opinion is that even what's the overflow, the berutzim, have that kedusha, and therefore, if the amount that you poured outside was three lugim, but the only reason you have three lugim is because you have in it also the amount that was the overflow, that still has the kedusha. Whereas Rabbi Loz's opinion is that the part that's the berutzin, that's the part that's the overflow, is not. It doesn't have the kedusha of the klei sharis. If it doesn't have the kedusha of the klei sharis, so if you only have three lugim because you had the overflow, so then it won't be three lugim of wine that's kadosh, and therefore you won't have the ability. You won't be chayif aloa b'chutz. The Svasemis has a different way of understanding. The way we explain, it means the question is, does the part that's overflow have the kedusha of Kli Sharis? The Sfas-Emes' interpretation to this question is a little more fundamental. Is there a requirement to have kedushas Kli? Do we have to have kedushas Kli to have that? Do we have to have kedushas Kli, or is kedushas Kli not required for the wine? Rav Abraid, the Rav Amar, Kivin Nasachem Abam Ikke Benayu. The Machlokes is that they bring the Sachem Abam Kama on Abam Ktana. Tana Kama's opinion is that there were Nasachem that were brought, and there was no Kli Sharis, and therefore, even if you put wine not in the Kli Sharis, Yechayev Fa'alor B'chutz. Rav Elazar's opinion is that there was no wine, Nasachem of wine brought on Abam Ktana, because his opinion is that you have to have Kli Sharis to have Nisach Hayayin. And therefore, somebody who does Nisach B'chutz will not be Chayiv unless they had the wine previously in Kli Sharis. And as I saw the Machlokes is explained, the Machlokes is connected to what we're going to learn. The Machlokes is, did they bring the Sachim in the Midbar or not? That if you hold that they brought Nesachim in the Midbar, then you don't need to have Kli Sharis. And Rav Elazar disagrees. Says the Gemara, Pluk to the Hani Tanoi, the Machlokes Tanakam Rav Elazar is really connected to another Machlokes Tanoim. The Tanya the Brisa says, Bama Yochid Ein Tzricha Nesachim Divrei Rebbe. When you bring a carbon on the Bama's Yochid, you don't have to have Nesachim. That's the opinion of Rebbe. The Chama hold that you do have to have Nesachim. So the Tanakam is going to hold like the Chamim, that there was Nesachim Bamas Yachid. And obviously there were no Kli Sharis on the Bamas Yachid. And since there was no Nesachim, since there were Nesachim on the Bamas Yachid, it's obvious that there's no need for Kli Sharis. And therefore, if somebody puts something on the Mizbeach wine, even though it wasn't in the Kli Sharis first, it's still going to be considered Halal B'chutz. Whereas the opinion of Elazar is that he holds that there were no Nesachim B'bam B'syachid, because he says Nesachim require a Kli Sharis, and therefore if somebody brought Nesachim outside where there's no Kli Sharis, you won't be Chayef Halal B'chutz. And says the Gemara, Vahani Tanoi, and continues the Gemara in saying, this machlokes between Rebbe and the Chamim, Kahani Tanoi is connected to another machlokes, is connected to another machlokes Tanoim. The Tanya the Braisa says, Kisuval el Eretz Meshveisechem, Ashne Mevi Eshani Noisim Lechem, Latina Nesacha Vibam Gdala Kosmedamer. The Pasuk come and teach us that Nesacha were not brought, as we mentioned earlier in the Midbar. They were obligated to bring the Sachem when they came to Eretz Yisrael, and that obligation was only on the Bama Gedoyla, Bama Sibur, not on the Bama Yachid. Says the Braisa, Ata'im Bama Gedoyla, does that mean that this halacha was limited to the Bama Gedoyla? Ayin Afil B'Bama Ketana, maybe applied even to the Bama Ketana. K'shu Aymer, Eretz Meshvesech, Meshin Noyesun Lechem, Harei Abam Nahagis L'Kulchem, Akos Medaber. Which Bama is the Pasuk referring to? The Bama that is everyone's, the Bama Siba, Divrei Rabbi Shmuel. Rekiva Aymer, the Pasuk says, when the Pasuk says, Kisavoyu by Pashas Nesachim, Latina Nesachim Bama Hanakos Medaber. The Torah is teaching us, Nana will come to Tetzisrael, as we keep on repeating, when they came to Tetzisrael, at that point, the Bama's Ketan, the Bama's Yochim became permissible. That point, they also were told that when you bring a carbon on the Bama's Yochim, bring along Nesachim. Says the Braisa, Ta'oim el-Bama Ketana, Ayin el-Bama Gdoyla. Are we speaking about the Bama Ketana? Maybe we're speaking specifically about the Bama Gdoyla. Shroim el-Eretz Meshvesechem, says Rabbi Kiva, Harei, B'Bama Nehegis B'chol Meshvesechem HaKos B'daber. The Pasuk is speaking about the Bama that everybody could have, which is the Bama Siyachid. And Rashi explains, so we have a fundamental machloikis, how to understand the words Al Eretz Meshvesechem. So Rashi explains that the machlokes is really speaking about at what point in the coming of Klai Yisrael, Teretz Yisrael, does the pasuk speak? Does it speak about before the Yerusha and Chalukah are completed, before the conquering and dividing are completed, or after? Based on how we'll know at what point in history this pasuk is speaking about, everything else will fill in. Shtem Tzolayma, and answers Gemara, it's the Divrei Bishmol, according to Bishmol, Lekov and Nesachim and Midbar. Nesachim were not brought in the Midbar, and that's why the Torah has to tell us that when we come to Tzisrol and we have a Bama Gedoyla, then we'll have Nesachim. And according to Rabbi Kiva, carving the Nesachim and Midbar, they already brought the Nesachim and the Midbar, and now they were told that not only in the Midbar did you bring the Nesachim, but even when you come to Tzisrol and you have a Bama Ketana, Bama Siyachid, bring the Nesachim there. In the Chem Yama, we learned further in our Mishnah that Shiar Adam, if the leftover blood of the Karm Chata, Shekriyim B'chutz, that you put them on the Mizbeach, you did them Chutz La'azara, the Aloch is that you're going to be chayiv. Amar Rabbi Yochanan Taner Rabbi Nechemya, what is the basis, says the Gemara, for Nechemya's opinion? Says the Gemara, the basis for Nechemya's opinion is Kedivrei HaMishnayim Me'akrim. It's like we learned the opinion of Rabbi Shmuel early in the Masechta, that putting the Shiur Adam are critical for the Kapara. And as we learned, explains Rashi, what does that mean? As we often mention in our shiurim, the main kapara is achieved through the zrika. The machlokes between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva is, can zrika make its kapara without the shvicha shrayim? That Rabbi Nechemya follows the opinion of Rabbi Shmuel, that in order for the zrika to be able to be effective, you have to have shvicha shrayim. Ask the Gemara Meisvei, ask the Gemara, the Brisa says, Rabbi Nechemya Amra, Shiar Adam Shekriyim B'chutz Chayiv. If you put Shiar Adam outside the Azari Chayiv, Amalei Rabbi Kiva V'loi Shiar Adam. So Rabbi Kiva says to him, but aren't Shiar Adam Shiar Mitzvahim? They're just like the remnants of the Mitzvah. They're not critical. So why should that be something that Yechayiv Allah's Chutz? Amalei Evarim B'dorim Yechichu. We'll bring a rife from the Evarim B'dorim that are burnt on the Mizbeach. That they are certainly Shiar Mitzvah, because the halacha is, we've mentioned previously, that if you didn't do Aktaras Avarim Bedorim, you'll still have Kapara, and yet I'm Akriyim Mechutz Chayiv. Amaloi, so Rabbi Kiva says to him, Nechem Yeloi, Ima Matab Avarim Bedorim Shem Tchil Savoida. Avarim Bedorim are an independent and Avoida. Timer, and that's why if you did it Bechutz, you Chayiv. Timer, can you say the same, B'shiyori Adam Shem Tchil Savoida? As the words Shiar Adam very much imply, they're just the leftover of the blood. Says the Gemara, if what Rabbi Yochanan said in explaining Rabbi Nechemya's opinion is correct, that the basis of Rabbi Nechemya's opinion is because Shirai Ma'akvim, so why are they having a discussion about Avram Bedarim? Lamele, Rabbi Nechemya, in defending his opinion, should have said, Hani Nami Ma'akvi, that the reason I'm being so strict about Shiar Adam, because Shiar Adam am Ma'akiv. Says the Mara Tiyufta, that indeed is a very legitimate question on Rabbi Yochanan's explanation. Says the Gemara, V'hashtu d'amar, but now that we've learned, says the Gemara, what Rav Ada Bar Ahava taught us, the machloikis, that the machloikis between, about Shiar Adam, is only by the Shiar Apnimim, of the Shiar Adam, of the carbon that's brought in the base of Mikdash, as Rashi explains, because we've learned earlier in the Masechta, that when we speak about the carbon that's brought in the base of Mikdash, there all the matanos, all the placing of blood, application of blood is ma'akiv. But when we speak about a carbon that's brought on the Mizbech HaChitzin, the Kamechatis, that's brought on the carbon Mizbech HaChitzin, the Re'akol, Loi Ma'akvi, everybody will agree that they're not essential. Ki Kam Rabbi Nechemya is speaking about the Shiar Ma'apnimim, and Rabbi Yochanan says, that's why Rabbi Nechemya holds that the Chai B'chutz, because the Shiori Adam of the Chatas Pnimi is Ma'akiv. The Kitanya he in the Brisa that we just quoted that spoke about Evarim Bedorim, B'Shiorim Chatzayim. It's talking about the Shiorim Chatzayim. And says the Gemara, Dvar of the Rabbi Kiva Kamar. And the Gemara speaking Rabbi Nechemya is speaking to Rabbi Kiva. In other words, the reason is that Shiarim are me'akvim. And that's why that only the Shiraim of the Pnimim are me'akvim. But you who say that the reason is, that you believe the reason is B'Shiarim chitzayim, and that's why you're asking that how could you hold that the Shiraim are me'akvim? If the Shiari Hadam of Chatas Achitzin is not me'akvim, says Rabbi Nechemya to him, that isn't such a hard question, because the way I'll answer that question that you're asking from the Shiori Adam of the Chitzoinim, my proof will be from Avarim Bedarim, which the Gemara says is not a compelling proof, because Avarim Bedarim are really not the same, are a full-fledged Avodah, not just like Shiori Adam. Says the Mishnah, Malak Sa'if Bifnim, somebody who kills a bird carbon in the Azara by Malika, Ve'el B'chutz, so that's a proper way of bringing a carbon in the base of Mikdash. So if you now go and bring that carbon b'chutz, you will be chayef alos chutz. Malak b'chutz, v'hel b'chutz. But if you did the malika b'chutz and you did the halah b'chutz, you'll be pot on halah. Because since killing a bird by malika only applies in the base of Mikdash, this bird that you did malika outside of the base of Mikdash is a nevela, and therefore that is not considered a proper carbon. So Rashi asked the question, but we've learned from the beginning of these sugyas that if you did the shechita b'chutz and Allah b'chutz yichayiv, but shechita b'chutz is also not kosher because you're not supposed to kill an animal b'chutz; you're supposed to kill it inside. So if you kill it b'chutz, it becomes possible. So Rashi answered, there's a special ribui for that case, but not for the case of molo b'chutz v'hel b'chutz. Hashaychus oy b'fnim, if somebody shechted the bird b'fnim, v'hel b'chutz potter. Because again, killing a bird inside the base of Mikdash is not the way to kill a bird that's kachim, and therefore became disqualified. Shech b'chutz v'hel b'chutz, chayiv. You're going to be chayiv both for the shechita and for the halah, which was, as we learned before, because the Torah says, regarding shechutei chutz, and we learn from that extra pasuk that the pasuk of Sheyishchat comes to teach us that even though you shechted the oif b'chutz, and shechting oif b'chutz is not the way you kill birds in the base of Mikdash, but outside you're going to be chayiv. And then the pasuk continues, dam yichoshev, that not only are you going to be chayiv for the shech b'chutz, you're also going to be chayiv for the halah b'chutz. Nimtzop. So the Gemara, the Mishnah summarizes. Nimtza derech shechir b'fnim, if you did what you're supposed to do inside the Azara with the spirit, which is Malika, Ptur b'chutz, then Malika b'chutz is Potter. However, derech shechir b'chutz, if you did to the bird what you're supposed to do with the bird outside the Azara, which means Shechita, Ptur b'fnim, if you're going to bring that bird inside, if you're going to do that Shechita in the Azara, and then you'll be mal b'chutz, you'll be potter. Rav Shimon Omer, kol shechiyavim b'chutz. If everything was done b'chutz, chayavim kol kiyotz b'befnim, shehel b'chutz. If you started doing it that way inside the base of Mikdash, and then you continued outside the base of Mikdash, you're going to be chayiv, chutz min hashech b'fnim mal b'chutz, that there you're going to be potter. And the Mar is going to Mitzvah Shem soon explain the basis of Rav Shimon's opinion. So we learned just now the Mishnah. If you did to the bird what you're supposed to do b'chutz shechita, then you bring the bird b'fnim, and then you do that b'fnim, the halacha is that if you shochet b'fnim and you mala b'chutz, you potter. Says the Gemara, hayach shera. Says the Gemara, the word achshera is not the proper word. They're not supposed to, birds of kachim are not supposed to have shechita. The chiyuvahu, it's something that he's not supposed to do, and teaching us that if you did it that way, then the halacha will be that if you did chiyuva, if you did it the wrong way, you'll be mal b'chutz, you'll be potter. So says the Gemara, indeed, the proper wording of the Mishnah should not be hashoichet, the proper word should be halah. Chiyuva. Rav Shimon Omer, Rav Shimon, we learned in the Mishnah, Rav Shimon said in the Mishnah that anything that you chayiv b'chutz, if anything that you chayiv for chutz, you chayiv if you did it b'fnim and then brought it b'chutz, except for the case where you shoich b'fnim and you mal b'chutz. So now the Gemara attempts. Attempts to explain what does this mean. Says Mar Hechikoi, exactly what does Rav Shimon mean, and where is the point of contention, the point of machloikis between him and the Tanakama? Says the Ilay Mar Hechikoi, we're going back to the beginning of the Mishnah. When the Mishnah says, Amalek oi befnim vehel bechutz is chayiv, but molek bechutz vehel bechutz potter, vamalei Rav Shimon, and Rav Shimon says to the Tanakama, just like you'll agree, keich de befnim chayiv, just like you'll say that if you're molek befnim, and you mal b'chutz yichayiv, you will say that a moilik b'chutz or mal b'chutz nam yichayiv, that you'll be chayiv in that case as well. Says the Gemara, if that's what Rav Shimon means to say, then the wording is somewhat not correct. Kol shechayovim la b'chutz, when she said kol shechayovim la b'fnim, he should have said, if you did something that you would be chayiv for b'fnim, that means you did malika. Just like if you did malika b'fnim and then haktara b'chutz, you'll be chayiv. You'll also be chayiv if you did malika b'chutz and halo b'chutz. So the Mishnah should have said kol shechayovim la b'fnim. The Mishnah said, Rav Shimon says kol shechayovim la b'chutz. Ella, what must we say? Rav Shimon means to say ki yichid b'chutz la mechayiv. Just like somebody does malika b'chutz, he's not chayiv if then he's mala that bird on which the malik was done b'chutz. B'fnim, if the malik was done b'fnim, you also not be chayiv when you do halah on that bird b'chutz. Hi, so then the wording of the Mishnah should have been, kol she'ein chayiv on lo b'chutz mi'boilei. The Mishnah should say that just like you're not chayiv if you did malika b'chutz on the halah b'chutz, the Mishnah should say, I'm also not chayiv if I did malik b'fnim and alah b'chutz. Says the Gemara, we'll have to say, the Reb Shimon aseifakoi is referring to the seifa. And let's understand what that means. The Tanakhama said, Ashoich roi b'fnim v'al b'chutz is potter. But he said, a new din, as we explained, that shoch b'chutz v'hel b'chutz, that shoch b'chutz v'hel b'chutz is chayiv. Vamali Rav Shimon, and Rav Shimon says, Keichet b'fnim l'mechayiv, just like the halach is, that if you did shchita b'fnim, and halah b'chutz, you're not chayiv for that halah b'chutz, you'll say, that b'chutz nami l'mechayiv, then you're also not chayiv, if you did shchita b'chutz, and halah b'chutz. Says the Gemara, if that's what he means to say, he should have said that just like shoich b'fnim is not chayiv for halah b'chutz, so similarly the halach is that if somebody was shoich b'chutz and mal b'chutz, he's not chayiv. Elo, what must Rav Shimon mean to say? Keichet b'chutz m'chayiv. Just like shoich b'chutz or mal b'chutz is chayiv on both of them, then the halach will be b'fnim. If you did the shchit b'fnim, and then you'll do the halah b'chutz, you'll be chayiv for that halah. Haktani, but that can't be, because Rav Shimon clearly said, hashoch b'fnim amal b'chutz is potter. So we still haven't been able, ask the Gemara, to identify what is the point of machlokes between the Tanakhama and Rav Shimon. Amar Zira, shchitas behema b'laylik v'nayu. The machlokes between the Tanakhama and Rav Shimon, if somebody did shechita on a behema at night, which the Mishnah, which we know, of course, you're not supposed to do so, and that's the machloikas. Vachkama, ashach behema b'fnim b'layla, if you did the shechita on an animal b'fnim b'layla, v'hel b'chutz, and then you put it, you did Allah b'chutz yipater, because since the halacha is that a behema that's had shechita at night is possible, and this is the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, who taught us on Daf Samach Dalis, that such a carbon, where you did shechita on a behema balayla, the halacha is that im olah teirid, and therefore, since this is carbon, for which is olah teirid, the halacha is if you'll be malus such a carbon b'chutz, you'll be potter. Because as we've been learning throughout our shiurim, that whenever you bring a carbon b'chutz, a carbon that's posel, you're not chayif for halos b'chutz. But if you shach b'chutz b'layel v'el b'chutz, you're chayif. Because when we're talking about the shechita was done by night, since the shechita was done at night, but if it was done outside the azara, night is not a factor because it's posel anyway. And therefore, you'll be chayiv both for the shechita and for the law. To this, Rav Shimon comes and argues. He says, Koshi chayavan b'chutz. If you did shechita b'chutz b'layla, chayavan akiyotz b'befnim v'hel b'chutz. The halach will be, says Rav Shimon, that if you did shechita b'layla in the azara, and then you were mal b'chutz, he says that if you shechted a carbon b'layla, the halacha will be im ola lo yoyred, and therefore, the halacha is that if you did the shechita by night, since this is a carbon that has the status im ola lo yoyred, it's considered enough of a carbon that if you mal it b'chutz, you chayiv. Chutz on the shechir oif b'fnem v'al b'chutz, there you'll be potter, because a bird carbon that you had shechita is entirely not kosher. There's no halach on it. And since there's no halach of ola loiterid on it, the halach will be that if you will malah such a bird b'chutz, you will be potter. Rav Amar, Rav gives. So that's the way the Gemara explains that the machloikis is really about if you shechted the carbon by night. And the question really hinges, if you did shechita on a carbon by night, what will be the halacha of all aloy tired? Rab Shimon says Yechayev, and Rab Yehuda says, and the Tanakam says you're not. The Rambam, when he brings down this halacha, he says that the reason one is chayev for shechting a carbon b'chutz at night is that shechita outside the Beis HaMikdash is valid at night, which is a very hard statement. What does he mean to say? So the Lacha Mishnah explains that the Rambam is talking about shechita schulen. He says that if shechita schulen, if you can't check the regular animal at night, then indeed there would not be a chiyah for shechita chutz at night, because shechita by night is disqualified. The Rambam is saying, since shechting a regular animal is permissible at night, so that's why if you shechted an animal at night outside the Azara, where there is no halacha of nighttime disqualification, you're going to be chayiv for shechitas chutz and halos chutz. The Zeicher Yitzchak says what the Rambam is referring to is something that we spoke about earlier in our shiur. It's speaking about shechita on a bama outside the Beis HaMikdash. And we're going to learn in Mitzvah Shem that Rav teaches us that when bomas were permitted, you could bring a carbon at night. Says the Zeicher Yitzchak, is that once the Beis HaMikdash was built, that's when the Torah said, you can't bring any more carbon on the boma. But the Rambam is saying, since during the time when bomas were permitted, you could have a carbon slaughtered at night, so therefore, shechutei chutz includes kabanas that were slaughtered at night. Rav has a different way of explaining the machlokes Tanakam Rav Shimon. Rav Amar, Kabbalah b'kli cholik b'nayu. Tanakam Rav Shimon are arguing if you did Kabbalah Saddam in a kli chol. And I saw that the Achroinim point out that even though we're going to have different interpretations, we're going to have in total three interpretations of this machlokes. Each interpretation, each opinion could agree with the other opinion. Vachkamer, hamakabel b'kli chol b'fnim v'el b'chutz. Since somebody did kabbalas adam, not in a kli sharis, in the azara, and then he was maladat carbon b'chutz, then the halacha is that it's like the blood spilled on the earth. And we learned that if the blood spilled on the earth directly from the animal, that blood becomes disqualified. That's Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. And therefore, if you take that blood and you mal it b'chutz, you'll be potter. Hamakabel b'kli chol b'chutz v'el b'chutz. there you're going to be chayiv. And the reason being, as we're going to as we've been explaining, because mechutz, there's no concept of kabbalas b'kli shoris. Shimon ha-mekosh chayovin la-bechutz. If you're mekabal kli, if you're mekabal dam b'chutz in a kli chol, chayovin al-kiyot b'vefnim b'hel b'chutz. Just like if you're mekabal dam b'chutz in a kli chol and you were mallet, you'd be chayiv. So too, if you were mekabal kli dam in a kli chol and then you were mallet that dam b'chutz, you will be chayiv. Because again, Rav Shimon's opinion is that this dam is an olo lo yerid. Chutz min hashach b'fnim b'el b'chutz, there the halach is even according to Rav Shimon im olo teirid, and therefore if you were shaykh b'oif b'fnim and you ma'chal b'chutz, you potter. Says the Gemara, v'hashta the tana avud shmul b'rav Yitzchak. Now that we learned from the avud shmul b'rav Yitzchak, ha'molik oif b'fnim b'el b'chutz chayiv, and malik was done in the base of Middash, and then you did ma'al b'chutz yichayiv, malik b'chutz, Ve'el b'chutz is potter, because Malika outside the base of Mikdash is meaningless. Rav Shimon, on the other hand, will hold that Molek b'chutz, Ve'el b'chutz, is chayiv. So Rav Shimon Hasukai, he's going back to what the Mishnah says, the Tani Kol Shechiyovim b'fnim, Ve'el b'chutz. If you're Molek b'fnim and you're Ma'el b'chutz, Rav Shimon says you're chayiv. That's why he says the corresponding halacha is that if you're Molek b'chutz, if you were Moilik b'chutz, and then you did the halor b'chutz, since if you were Moilik b'fnim and Ma'al b'chutz, yichayev, so it says correspondingly, if you were Moilik b'chutz and Ma'al b'chutz, you will also be chayev.